In the history books, Greensboro, North Carolina, is perhaps best known for a 1960 sit-in that led Woolworths to integrate its lunch counter. That peaceful demonstration was a landmark in the civil rights movement. But nearly 20 years later, the city hosted another protest that turned deadly. Now a group of activists, civic leaders, and members of the clergy are organizing what's believed to be America's first Truth and Community Reconciliation Project to explore the events of November 3, 1979. From member station WFDD, Larry Schooler reports.
On an overcast Saturday back in 1979, a group of activists came to Greensboro's predominantly black Morningside neighborhood to protest local Ku Klux Klan activity. Members of the Communist Workers' Party organized the demonstration, but in chilling images captured by local television stations, a group of Klan members stormed the protest and opened fire using shotguns at close range. Some of the protesters fired back, but when the dust settled, five activists lay dead. Subsequent criminal trials produced only one conviction, that as the result of a guilty plea. Participants later sued the city, saying that more police officers should have patrolled the demonstration area and done more to prevent the violence. The plaintiffs won the suit, and the city paid them around $350,000 in damages. But City Councilwoman Yvonne Johnson says the 1979 shootings have left a permanent mark on the entire city, and in particular, residents of the Morningside neighborhood.
I think any mass demonstration, I would freak out. I would never know, or I would have a fear that somebody will hate these people and come in here and shoot them up.
As a result of this incident, some Morningside residents remain suspicious of the police department's commitment to keeping them safe. That's one of the reasons why Johnson has lent her support to the Greensboro Truth and Community Reconciliation Project. Modeled after a similar project in South Africa, the Greensboro Project would involve an independent group of observers or commissioners who would hear voluntary testimony from anyone who's willing to talk about what happened in 1979. Former Mayor Carolyn Allen says the project's goal is not retribution or punishment, but restoring trust in Greensboro's institutions.
One of the things that I hope can come from this effort is the creation of some new channels of communication that will allow people with very different points of view and experiences to think about what they believe is good for the city, what the values are that we hope to put forward, and by which we hope to operate our community.
But current Greensboro Mayor Keith Holliday doesn't think the project should go forward, at least for now. The mayor says now just isn't the time for the city to dredge up an incident that he says has been, quote, off the radar screen for a long time.
We are doing everything in our power to create a good image to the outside world for purposes of people investing in this community, moving to this community, you name it. And I don't know how there would ever be a way to take a look at this and examine this without it pulling up a pretty negative, bad image.
And Holliday isn't the only one hesitant to support the endeavor. Neither the Chamber of Commerce nor an umbrella group of foundations known as Action Greensboro have said they'll play any official role in the project, though individual members might support it. Then there's the question of what the commission can really do. Without any legal authority, some observers say it may be difficult to persuade anyone to participate. But sponsor Yvonne Johnson says the project doesn't necessarily need a legal mandate in order to achieve results in improving the community.
Because when people really talk honestly and really express their feelings to each other, and people listen and are willing to heal, willing to close things, willing to forgive, then that's a very powerful thing.
Project organizers will soon begin choosing commissioners to hear testimony. For NPR News, I'm Larry Schooler in Greensboro, North Carolina.